Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
You may not be thinking about it, but this week so far has been a very good one for Chicago and the suburbs. A doubleheader of good news. In sports, the Chicago Bears formally introduced a new general manager and a new head coach, each of them saying he's not dreaming, but planning and already working on things that sound good and are good reason for hope. Things that could really make the Bears better. Specific things like finding and drafting offensive linemen who can protect our quarterback Justin Fields and re-energizing our outside linebacker Cahill Mack, who can cause more turnovers. Things the sports writers are saying will make a difference. Maybe, maybe, beating the Green Bay Packers. Why not? Why not? And speaking of writers, another thing that's made this a good week for Chicago and suburbs is WBEZ Public Radio closing its deal to buy the Chicago Sun-Times. So the two of them, teaming up as one, can spend $60 million on becoming a national leader in nonprofit journalism, dramatically expanding their staffs to report on government, politics, business and sports, arts and culture. Informing 2 million people in Chicago and suburbs, 2 million people a week, maybe, maybe, both those good things this week, the Bears and journalism, will wind up being good, enriching our lives. Why not?
I'm Walter Jacobson, and that's my perspective. For more, visit WGNradio.com or download the WGN Radio app.